They went out from us, but they were not all of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. What is the Bible telling us? You know, there's times when there's people who are in the church or, you know, they're in the congregation and they seem to be of us. They seem to be, because they're in the boat, you would automatically assume they're on board. They're on board with the doctrine. They're on board with the direction. They're on board with the vision. But you know what? At the end of the day, when they go out teaching some false doctrine, believing some heresy about salvation, we understand, you know, they're in the boat, but they're not really on board. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of people who played the part, okay? But they weren't really part of the program. Now, this could be for two reasons. One, they're just a really wicked person. A reprobate, a false prophet, an infiltrator, okay? Or two, they're just carried about with every wind of doctrine. They just become worldly. They don't have an appetite for spiritual things. They're just a fleshly Christian, and they're just doing their own thing, okay? They can be either or. But let me give you some examples of really wicked people who were in the boat but were not on board. The most obvious being Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was part of the 12 disciples. I mean, talking about being in the boat. Yeah. The boat being Jesus, right? He's there with Jesus, doing ministry for 3 years. I mean, he has him right there at his right hand. He's with them day in and day out. But what does the Bible tell us? That he was the son of perdition. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Let me paraphrase that. He was in the boat. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. So what do we see with Judas? That even though he was numbered with the disciples, he partook of that ministry. He had Jesus right there in the flesh. He was in the boat, so to speak. He was not on board. He was a wicked person who was stealing from the offering plate. He was a thief. He betrayed Jesus. He wasn't even saved, okay? He was in the boat, but he was not on board. Go to Luke chapter 17, if you would. Luke chapter 17. We see that Judas is a perfect example of someone who's in the boat, but they're not on board. They may claim the name of Christ. They may be in the right type of church. They may, you know, talk to talk, but at the end of the day, they're not walking the walk, okay? Yeah.